It's time for Football Friday with Phil Savage, presented by Boyd's Royal Knight on Government Boulevard in Mobile, featuring $8 weekday lunch specials, analysis, and insights. The winners, the losers, get ready for the weekend with Football Friday on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley in with you on this Friday Mobile Mornings, and it's my favorite time of the week because we get to talk to Phil Savage, the general manager of the Arizona Hotshots of the Alliance of American Football, also on Sirius XM, NFL Channel, ESPNU, podcast Football Philosophy, and author of a book that I just love, and I'm not alone in loving that book, Fourth and Goal Every Day, about the sustained success of the Alabama football program. Welcome back, Phil.
Good morning, Dalton. Happy Super Bowl weekend.
Yeah,
you and Kelly, who's been sitting on her hands all season long. I didn't even know she was in the room.
Well,
she never asked me a question all year.
Phil, listen here. Like I just told you, we're super proud of you. I'm here for news. I will chime in for sports, but once I start talking, I'm not stopping. So I'm like that running back, you know, with the rock running up the gut.
I hear you.
That's for sure. Now, normally this weekend, I would be tearing up, Phil, because Super Bowl, traditionally the last big football game of the year, but no tears this year because starting next weekend, the Alliance of American Football gets kicked off.
Yeah, you're right. We just left San Antonio yesterday to close out the training camp for the Alliance, and our team is now located in Phoenix, and we start next Sunday evening. 6 p.m. local time, 7 o'clock your time, against the Salt Lake Stallions. But I would say that over the last 3.5 weeks, it's been pretty remarkable to see all 8 teams come together. We had a weekend of preseason games last Sunday and Monday. And we went against the Birmingham Iron on Monday afternoon. And after sort of a sluggish first quarter, we played pretty well, and we're excited about our team. So we're on the ground now. Our players have the weekend off, and then we'll start back on Monday morning to get ready for the Salt Lake Stallions. And I have to tease you guys. I can't reveal the news completely, but every single game in the Alliance, so 40 games, 4 games a weekend for 10 weeks, will be on national television. And you guys can be looking for that news here over the weekend, if not on Super Bowl Sunday, on Monday, that's going to be revealed. And I can tell you that when it was told to the entire league on Wednesday night, we had a wrap-up meeting with all the players who had made the teams and all the coaches and general managers. There was a nice reaction from everybody.
Phil, that's a deep tease right there. See? That shows we are really, truly family.
Yeah, fired up about it. Who are some of the players from Arizona that we should be looking for this year? Some names we might recognize.
Well, you know, one name that Bama fans will recognize is Richard Mullaney, the wide receiver who was a grad transfer from Oregon State to Alabama for his final year. He played in the Jake Coker National Championship season for the Tide. And we ended up with him because Oregon State is one of our allocations. And for grad transfers, they're originating, or the school that they graduated from is the school that counts, that they're associated with. So Rich is on our team. Our quarterbacks are going to be Trevor Knight, who played at Texas A&M and Oklahoma. Bama fans would remember him from the Sugar Bowl performance a number of years ago down in New Orleans when Oklahoma defeated Alabama. But John Wofford from Wake Forest, he wouldn't be known to SEC fans, but, and this kid's a dynamo as a quarterback. He was sensational on Monday in our first preseason game, and we just think he's going to be terrific in the scheme that we're running. Our head coach, Rick Neuheisel, is going to be the play caller. You know, we started off with Hugh Freeze, but he went on to Liberty as the head coach, so Rick has assumed control of the offense, and this John Wofford is going to be a real player to watch in this league for us. In regards to that, in terms of the roster, we ended up with 52 players, Dalton, and I was doing a little homework last night. 26 of them ended up coming from those 13 schools that were allocated to us, and they were primarily Pac-12 schools, Oregon State, Washington State, UCLA, the two Arizona schools, And my point is that the eight offensive linemen that we kept, only one came from one of our college allocations. And I think that's very revealing when you look at where the Pac-12 is nationally. They are not producing professional-level offensive linemen. It's just like the Big 12 is not producing NFL-level defensive players for the most part. And it's revealing when you start looking at the composition of these rosters, and especially in our case, where only one lineman really came from the West Coast who ended up on our team.
Phil, I've got to know, inquiring minds want to know, so you have so much experience on various levels when it comes to football. What is it like, though, the night before your first game of that new season? What's going through your mind? What are you thinking about? How are you game planning? Give us that insight.
Well, I can tell you this. With a startup league last Sunday night, it was the evening before our Monday preseason game, and one of my counterparts said, I've never been so nervous for a preseason game in my life. And I tell you, some of our players, you know, really had to calm themselves down once they hit the field on Monday. But, you know, hopefully if you've done a good job with all of your preparation, you feel like you know what you're supposed to do, you feel like you know what your opponent is going to be doing, that is something that typically you can rest in. And, you know, we'll experience that next weekend on Saturday as we get ready for that Sunday game. But our players, we ended up with 52 players on the roster. 49 of them have been in the NFL maybe for a cup of coffee, but perhaps for 6 or 7 years. So we have a wide range of experience. We ended up with, you know, a lot of players who have been at that level before. We think that that will help in terms of their understanding of the game. And hopefully it'll transition to and help us win more games, because that's our goal with the Hot Shots. But for the entire league, the Alliance of American Football, people are genuinely excited about it because football is not ending. And as I mentioned, they've got a contract in place with CBS, but they're getting ready to expand that here in the next 2 days. And you guys will be able to follow the Hot Shots each and every weekend.
Can't wait, Phil. There's going to be a lot of nerves tonight and tomorrow night for the L.A. Rams and New England Patriots before Super Bowl 53 on Sunday night. A couple of local guys we'll be looking at from here playing for the L.A. Rams. Of course, Gerald Everett, the first South Alabama player to be drafted. He went in the second round a few years ago. He's a tight end for the L.A. Rams. And then a guy you know really well, and a lot of people here in Mobile know well, Mark Barron, who played for St. Paul's before moving on to Alabama, now playing in that L.A. Rams defense. Talk a little bit about your time with Mark Barron and about who he is as a person and a player.
Yeah, of course, Mark, you know, was an exceptional high school player, went to Alabama, was moved to the defensive side of things, and became an all-SEC, All-American player. And now he's transitioned to linebacker, but at the end of his junior year, he suffered a shoulder injury, remembering the comeback in Tuscaloosa when Cam Newton and Auburn came back from a 24-3 deficit. Mark Barron got hurt in that game. There was a lot of talk about him coming out as a junior, and I actually spoke to Mark over the phone right before the declaration day and said, look, you know, I think you're probably a second or third round consideration with the injury. Nobody will really be able to work you out. You should go back to school. And he did, and it worked out extremely well. He ended up going in the top 10 in the NFL draft, which was a difference in millions of dollars for him, which he has put to good use in the Mobile area. He's come back and done a number of events for the local community. And then, of course, you mentioned the other player for Mobile that's there.
Yeah, Gerald Everett.
Oh, yeah, Gerald Everett. So Gerald, you know, was in our Senior Bowl game 2 years ago, and Gerald is just really good athlete. He started off, of course, at UAB, and when they shut the program down, he transferred to South Alabama, and he was a very quick evaluation. I mean, the skill set, the athleticism, the ability to catch the ball, there was a lot of traffic through USA his final year, and then, of course, he was in Mobile for the Senior Bowl, ended up being a second rounder, and he's found his niche in this Rams offense. But, Dalton, I want to mention one more person who's affiliated with the Rams, Michael Pierce, who was one of my Camp Savage campers way back.
Wow.
He started coming to my camp in the eighth grade. He went all the way through his senior year, so he came five or six different years. I guess it was five officially. And anyway, we lost touch for a while, and then he reached back to me a few years later. He was coaching high school football at Bayside, and he said that he always actually wanted to be a scout. And I said, well, we have an internship over here at the Senior Bowl. I said, I think I can help you with that. And so Michael came and worked for us at the Senior Bowl for a year, and then ultimately he got interviews with the Eagles and the Rams. The Rams hired him. He's now one of their area scouts. And I'm so proud of this guy because of the perseverance that he showed. And he stayed after the dream that he had, which was to be an NFL scout. He is one, and now he's going to the Super Bowl. But he's from Daphne, played quarterback for Glenn Vickery over at Daphne, and he's one of the best young guys I've ever really come across.
That is some great stuff, and I know a lot of Saints fans in this area that probably don't want either team to win, but there are quite a few reasons to root for the LA Rams if you're a big fan of Mobile and Baldwin County athletes. But as far as the game itself, you got the old guys versus the young guys. You could build this as the old vets, Bill Belichick and Tom Brady making their ninth Super Bowl appearance, and then you got on the other side of the field Sean McVay coaching the Rams. He's only 33, the youngest coach to ever coach in the Super Bowl, and a young quarterback starter in Jared Goff. What are you looking at with these two offenses? Is New England going to have to keep up, or are they going to have to get a quick start, or what are you looking as far as this game offensively?
Well, Kelly referenced a minute ago the experience and the butterflies and nervousness, and you know, New England, for them, it's almost routine. They're like Alabama. They're just expected to be in the playoff field, and then they're expected to go to Super Bowls, and that's what they've done again for the ninth time under Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, whereas the Rams, they only have four players who have ever been in the Super Bowl before. And I can tell you, having the experience with the Ravens a while back, Super Bowl Sunday is so different than any game that you're ever a part of because it's a hurry-to-wait proposition. You wait all day long to get on that bus to go over, and then your pregame warm-up is so much earlier than it normally is. You have to be off the field like 45 minutes before kickoff.
Oh, wow.
The halftime show is extended. Oh. And I tell you, just everything about it is different than a normal game. Mm-hmm. And the team that can handle those changes will be the team that handles their emotions the best in terms of being able to focus on playing football. But in order, I think there's a couple things in terms of from a technical aspect I'd look for. For New England, I really expect them to run the ball to the edges and throw it quickly to their running backs like James White and company, and get it out of Tom Brady's hands, because Bill Belichick will not allow Aaron Donald, you know, the Defensive Player of the Year, nor Ndamukong Suh, those two interior defensive tackles. They're not going to allow them to wreck their game plan, and they're going to keep the ball away from those guys. And plus, you know, New England obviously is going to have to score to beat the Rams. And because the Rams are going to have their hits, they're going to have some misses. But for L.A., I think their strategy will circle around their run game. I really expect them to try to run the ball with Todd Gurley and C.J. Anderson and make the Patriots' defense tackle them multiple times rather than just come out throwing it all over the lot. And the reason why is because it keeps Tom Brady on the sideline, and that's where you have your best chance to beat the Pats, is to keep him on the sideline, and the way you do that is to possess the ball and run it. Plus, it helps take some of the burden off of Jared Goff, who's still a very young quarterback and experiencing his first Super Bowl.
So, Phil, you know, this time of year, people are betting on everything you can possibly think of. I want to know, on the flip side, what are some of the fun superstitions that you know some of your former players in the past at any level kind of get into with a game of this magnitude like the Super Bowl?
Well, I think all those guys, you know, they try to keep their same routine, but, you know, there's, you know, guys that won't step on a crack in the sidewalk. You know, they'll try to step over the same line with their right foot rather than their left. You know, they'll, you know, tap the door or the sign or whatever it is on the way out. they'll try to do some things in their pre-game warm-up that they typically do that may have, quote, brought them good luck. Look, superstitions and all of that are at an all-time high on Super Bowl Sunday, believe me. But honestly, none of it really matters. It's the two teams that prepare the best and the team that does that and then performs the best typically is the winner. And, you know, we were entertained highly last year in a very high-scoring Super Bowl with the Eagles and the Patriots. I think that the Rams would love to see the game go in that direction because it would make for more of a frenetic pace. But I think at the end of the day, New England's experience and just the fact that they've been there so many times, and, you know, I thought last year if New England had won that Tom Brady might walk off as his swan song. And now people are saying this year, no, he's going to keep playing regardless, win or lose. I'm anxious to see if they hoist that Lombardi, what he actually decides to do for 2019.
So can we get one last football Phil Friday prediction for this year? You think the Patriots are going to win it?
I think New England's going to win it. I'm not great at predicting games, but I think New England will get it done. Look, you're going to get a chance to see two generational coaches in terms of intellect, Sean McVay for the young generation and Bill Belichick for the old generation. But the game within the game, the adjustments and the strategy involved after those first few series will be phenomenal to watch. I'm expecting it to be really a very competitive game.
Well, thank you so much again for joining us, Phil. It's been a great year of Football Friday, and you've got the smartest football mind that I know of, and it's been a pleasure to talk to you every single week.
Well, Dalton, you're too kind. I've enjoyed it all season long, and look, I'll make a deal with you guys. Let's check in on the hot shots maybe once or twice, so maybe once a month here over the next 3 months. And if the hot shots are doing well, I'll come on all day long.
Yeah.
If we disappear from the standings in the Alliance, I'll call you. Don't call me.
That's a deal. Sounds
high
great.
High five. Virtual high five to you, Phil Savage.
All right, guys.
That's perfect. Thanks,
I'll be
Phil.
Good. Hey, look, it's been so much fun, and I've enjoyed doing it all season long.
All right. Thank you, Phil. That's Phil Savage, host of Football Philosophy. You can find him on plenty of radio shows and also the GM now of the Arizona Hotshots. Their season starts next week. Make sure you get that book, Fourth and Goal, every day. Not only if you're an Alabama fan, he talks about Bill Belichick a lot, but what it takes to build a great winning football program. I can't recommend it enough. Football Friday brought to you by Boyd's Royal Knight, and we want to thank them for bringing that to us every single week as well. Coming back, more Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley in with you on this Friday morning.
Boyd's Royal Knight Restaurant and Lounge to be your place to watch the game this season. Enjoy great food and drink with great people while watching this week's hottest games on 8 big screens. Both Friday and Saturday are steak night at Boyd's Royal Knight. Get 2 mouth-watering ribeyes with salad and baked potato for just $24. And don't miss the always popular $8 lunch specials Monday through Friday. Boyd's Royal Knight Restaurant and Lounge on Highway 90 next to Bay Chevrolet. Come watch the game with us. FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It will be mild with temperatures in the lower 60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 40s. And for Saturday, mostly cloudy with occasional showers and highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. This information update is brought to you by Mobile Mechanical, your full-line sales and service Quincy compressor distributor, serving the Gulf Coast for over 36 years. Phone 653-6948 for Mobile Mechanical.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning.
Boom. Clips me. Spins me around.
A driver pushed off the road by an 18-wheeler tells News 5 about his terrifying experience.
Whenever you say, you know, life flash before your eyes, it really happened.
Anthony Mosley was on his way to work in New Orleans when he was hit by a big rig driven by 33-year-old Michael Mack. Authorities say Mack ran four cars off Interstate 10 Wednesday morning, including an ambulance. Police say he then barricaded himself inside the cab of his truck with a machete, shutting down traffic on I-10 for 5 hours. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said he plans to sign an executive order that would abolish Common Core in Florida schools. DeSantis has asked the Commissioner of Education to present a new curriculum to the legislature next year. The first African-American queen of the Mobile Area Mardi Gras Association has died at the age of 97. Aline Howard was crowned in 1940. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Feel like you can't afford to sell your home? Jason Will's Buyer Premium Listing Program cuts the commission rate in half. That's a total fee of just 3%. Call me, Jason Will, with JWRE at 333-4700. That's 333-4700 or online at jasonwillsellit.com.
From the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, looks a lot better on the interstate. Got that accident cleared up eastbound I-10 at Rangeline. McVeigh and DIP still got a new accident off to the side of the road. That's with injuries waiting for the records. You're looking good northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland, and the Bayway, the Causeway. No delays unless you're heading 98 through Daphne. Advanced Dental Comfort next to Walmart in Fairhope, now offering same-day all porcelain crowns with a 5-year warranty. They're also open Friday and Saturdays. From Sedation Dentistry to same-day crowns, call 210-1777. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thanks, Kane. 828 now on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings with Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley. Sean Sullivan will be back soon. Valentine's Day now less than 2 weeks away. This year, you want to make sure you order like a pro using Pro Flowers. I've been using Pro Flowers now for, I think, at least 2 or 3 years. And what I love about using Pro Flowers, especially on Valentine's Day, is how easy it is. As long as you set a reminder for yourself or remember a few days or even a couple days before the big Valentine's Day, they make it so easy for you to go online, proflowers.com, and order through them. The Pro Flowers get to you so quickly, and they make it easy to order and find the perfect bouquet. Okay, at the perfect price. They have that 7-day freshness guaranteed, and they wrap up the flowers so perfectly that not a single rose or any other flower is smushed or anything like that. They come perfectly like you plucked them out of your own backyard. Valentine's Day now, I think 13 days away, if I remember correctly. If you hurry now, though, you can get one dozen red roses with a free glass vase for $24.99 plus shipping and handling. And to do that, you visit proflowers.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the promo code Dalton. That's D-A-L-T-O-N, and you'll get the perfect roses at the perfect price. That's proflowers.com, click the microphone, and enter the code Dalton. Make sure you order today. 829 on FM Talk 106.5, and we were talking Super Bowl with Phil Savage, and I found this survey that I thought was pretty interesting. They asked a bunch of Americans whether they thought the day after the Super Bowl should be a national holiday, because there's so many Super Bowl parties, lots of friends and family getting together. 29% of the people who answered the survey said that they do think the day after the Super Bowl should be a national holiday. 40% of people say they expect to show up late or call in sick on Monday. Now, personally, they start the Super Bowl at 5:30, so that's plenty of time for the game to end, get home, get to bed, and wake up the next day. But I think Alabama, because the college team, because the Crimson Tide are in the national championship so often, and they start that college championship game so late, and it's always on a Monday night, we should have a state holiday on the following Tuesday. I think that would be more important than a national Super Bowl holiday. And then, I mean, what are the odds that Alabama doesn't make the national championship? It's usually going to be Alabama or Auburn, right?
So, right.
Gets ready to meet, I think that they should propose a bill.
On March 5th, when they get together, they should bring that up.
I think they should bring that up. Hey, coming back, we've got the first Moon Pie Minute of the year. Parades are going to start rolling soon, and Rennie Bradner's got Moon Pie Minutes every day through Mardi Gras Day.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is suspending the INF nuclear arms treaty with Russia beginning tomorrow with a 6-month timetable for full withdrawal.
If Russia does not return to full and verifiable compliance with the treaty within this 6-month period by verifiably destroying its INF-violating missiles, their launchers, and associated equipment, the treaty will terminate.
It's 4 degrees Fahrenheit in Milwaukee at this hour. The upper Midwest will be returning to above zero temperatures for most of the weekend.
We have one more day across the Midwest. The wind is still hitting you. It is still feeling like anywhere from 5 to 15 to 20 below, but it's an improvement from where we've been.
There's Ivan Cabrera. The cold snap of the past few days has claimed at least 16 lives. The Labor Department said today the unemployment rate rose 0.1% last month. The increase? Many federal workers were counted as temporarily unemployed because of the partial government shutdown. I'm John Trout.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It will be mild with temperatures in the lower 60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 40s. And for Saturday, mostly cloudy with occasional showers and highs in the mid-60s. Visit meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The families of two missing fishermen confirmed bodies found Thursday are fishermen Floyd Nelson and David Stegman. The men had not been seen since January 8th when they launched from the Theodore Ship Channel. Joe Lennon discovered the first body as he was exercising on Dolphin Island Parkway.
When I got closer, then I realized reality struck. And then I called 911 right away.
A capital murder suspect accused of killing a Mobile police officer will be in court next week. 19-year-old Marco Perez is scheduled to enter a plea during an arraignment on Monday. Perez is charged with shooting and killing Officer Sean Tudor January 20th. You have an opportunity to help Officer Tudor's family this weekend. Ed's Seafood Shed will sell pancakes, sausage, and a drink for $10 Saturday morning. New statistics show more law enforcement officers died in the line of duty in 2018 than the year before. The National Law Enforcement Memorial Fund says 145 officers in the U.S. were killed last year. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
From the Pits and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, the few accidents we've had Mobile Police Department be able to clear out of the roadway is still slow there at Moffitt and Snow and DIP in McVeigh, where they've got older accidents just waiting for the wreckers. Delays continue off of Government, Cottage Hill, and 65, but downtown, the tunnels, the Bayway, the Causeway, over to the Eastern Shore, it's running smooth. With Valentine's Day quickly approaching, it's time to consult the experts at the Battle House Hotel and Spa. Enjoy champagne upon arrival of your two-night stay at the historic Four Diamond Hotel as you relax with a spa treatment before delicious dinner in the trellis room. Call 415-3081. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
8:34 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now, that it's that time of the morning where we check in with Mitch McConnell from McConnell Automotive. Good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Dalton. I'm actually pulling in the dealership, and I sure see a lot of new trucks that just got here.
Oh, man. Well, it is the start of a new month. What's going on at McConnell Automotive? What can people expect if they head to McConnellAutomotive.com or come straight to the lot?
Well, that's a great question, first of all, because I don't even know what the month holds for the incentives, Dalton. So we're excited. We can't wait. It usually happens around noon. So tune into my website, McConnellAutomotive.com, and you'll see the new deals here very shortly, Dalton. And the thing we're most excited about is the opportunity for people to buy trucks. And so what it means is the new truck with an incredible tailgate, the AT4, the new Denali, they have arrived, and we're getting more and more of them. So it's exciting. But the 18 models, we have about 35 of them left, Dalton, and those deals have been like $12,000 off a truck. So it's a really cool time to shop for a truck, and we want everybody to give us a shot here at McConnell Automotive.
All right. We appreciate it, Mitch. Have a great day.
Y'all have a great one.
That's Mitch McConnell. Go see him and the crew at McConnell Automotive on Dolphin Street, just east of I-65. All right, 8:35 on Mobile Mornings. This is FM Talk 106.5. If you head to the website right now, fmtalk1065.com, we've got our three big things listed at the front page of the website, like we always do. And it's been up there for about a week and a half now. We're going to keep it up there as long as there are fundraisers still going on for fallen Mobile police officer Sean Tudor. There have been several over the last couple of weeks and still more coming up. I know tomorrow at Ed's Seafood Shed, Sean hosted his half of Midday Mobile on Wednesday this week at Ed's Seafood Shed. And then Tom and Cal from Scuttlebutt Network did their show at a special time on Wednesday. And I think Tom Claxton said he's going to be there tomorrow morning. But
he is. I actually got to go to Ed's and see them out there working. It's just beautiful to see people who care so much, especially for those in uniform. You know, that's what veterans always tend to do.
Exactly right. Tom is a great guy. And so is everyone that's running Ed's Seafood Shed. And tomorrow morning, they're going to have a breakfast, a benefit breakfast with pancakes, sausage, coffee, or whatever you might be drinking on a Saturday morning, sodas, you know, coffee, tea, water. That's going to start running at 8:30 tomorrow morning, and they're going to have that breakfast till 11 a.m. It's $10 a plate, and all proceeds go to Officer Tudor's family. And we've got several more fundraisers listed on our website, and also a direct link to the Mobile Police Department Memorial Fund, so you know your money's going where you want it to go, directly through the Mobile Police Department. A couple of the other big three stories we have up there: U.S. today announced the withdrawal from the nuclear arms treaty. U.S. government says that Russia has not been complying with the pact for years now, and it's finally come to a head. Kind of some scary stuff. You know, that treaty's been in place since the Cold War, and now the U.S. announcing that they plan to withdraw. And also tons of news coming from Washington. And yesterday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the president both spoke in front of cameras and media, and it looks like they're still pretty far apart as far as the border wall is concerned. The government now only temporarily opened until February 15th. That's the next deadline. And you can answer on our poll on FMTalk1065.com whether you think the president and Pelosi and the rest of the Democrats will make a deal before the February 15 deadline. You can answer yes, no, or yes, but only another temporary deal. Right now, no's getting 78% of the vote, and only another temporary deal getting 22%. I have to say, I'm one of them that voted for yes, but only another temporary deal. The last shutdown was such a big deal. So many news stories coming out about workers not being paid. And yeah. I feel like they'll work something out, but only a temporary deal. It'll be interesting to see over the next couple of weeks.
Unless they're just really good poker players, you know, with a poker face. I mean, both are saying what it is, what they want and what they won't stand for. When I say both, I'm talking about, of course, President Trump and then Speaker of the House. They're both saying, if I don't get XYZ, then this will happen. And it's unfortunate, because while our lawmakers go back and forth, you know, the American people are those who are not going to get those paychecks. And it's one thing when it's a headline and you read about it, but when you know of people who are personally having to really just reassess how they can feed their families and how they can pay rent and how they can put gas in their car, it's real. And so your prayers are that we reach some sort of agreement. There's a meeting in the middle. But unfortunately, it's not looking very good.
No, it's not. And as far as what the president will be doing over the next few weeks, we know he has his State of the Union set for next Tuesday. That's February the 5th.
Correct.
So within the week, he'll be speaking to the nation for his State of the Union address. And
Stacey Abrams will have the rebuttal from
the
Democrats.
And aides to President Trump are saying that he's sketching out 3 weeks of a kind of a PR campaign for the border wall. So he's going to have the State of the Union address where I know he'll definitely speak about the border wall and about this government deal that he's pushing for. After that, they say he has plans to maybe visit the U.S.-Mexican border again. Now, these aides, they were anonymous discussing what's been going on with the president and his plans. They said no final decisions about his upcoming strategy over the next couple weeks have been made, but the rumor is that he's going to be pushing the border wall pretty heavily to the American people over the next couple of weeks and trying to pressure the Democrats into making a deal that involves funding for the border wall. So that's kind of what you can look forward to from the president in the next couple of weeks. And I also saw a report that's pretty alarming, and we know obesity's become a big issue, no pun intended, actually. They're a big issue for the United States over the last few decades. And have you seen this report? They say nearly half of all U.S. adults have some form of heart or blood vessel disease. Say it's mostly due to recent guidelines that expanded how many people have high blood pressure. And I remember when they said that they were bringing down that number for what constitutes high blood pressure, but it's still not good news that more Americans have that than ever. They said more than 121 million adults had cardiovascular disease in 2016. And if you take out those that only have high blood pressure, that leaves 24 million, or 9% of adults, who have other forms of disease, such as heart failure or clogged arteries. And high blood pressure, it was for a long time a top reading of at least 140 or a bottom one of 90, the new guidelines dropped that top reading to 130 over 80, and that happened in 2017.
And, you know, today is the kickoff of Go Red, you know, we're especially taking a closer look at the number one and number five killers of women. You're talking about a heart disease and stroke. And when you see people wearing their red, and we've talked about it in our news headlines, this is why, to get more information out there about health and wellness, helping our women. Listen to this stat. Approximately one in four women die of heart disease, which is 25%. That's happening.
Wow.
Yeah, it's happening. Yeah.
Between heart disease and cancer, I mean, it's just ravaging the population, and some stuff you need to look for. And also, if they do diagnose you with high blood pressure, it doesn't really mean that you need medication immediately. There are some steps you can take to try to lower that blood pressure, healthier lifestyle, better eating, you know, working out a little bit more.
Yeah.
And medicine doesn't come until you've gotten a little bit further down the line as far as bad blood pressure and maybe potential heart disease, but there are things you can do to fix that. And, you know, you don't need me to tell you, there's plenty of people out there saying what you can do to get a little bit healthier of a lifestyle.
Well, according to the American Heart Association, they say the leading modifiable, controllable risk factors for heart disease are high blood pressure, high cholesterol, cigarette smoking, unhealthy diet, physical inactivity, excessive weight, or obesity. So the goal is to not shame you into what you've been doing. It's about empowering you with information so you can change for the better. You know, it's a new year, and many people get on those New Year's resolutions, and they're on them for about 2 or 3 weeks, and then, oops.
Yeah, well said. I'm one of those. It seems like every single year my goal is to get healthier, and I do get healthier, so maybe over long term I've been getting healthier, but it's still one of those things that's at the forefront of my mind, and I know I'm not the only American that feels that way. Part of the reason that people have been gaining weight might be all those new food delivery services, and it's also draining the bank account. So your wallet's getting skinnier, and you might be getting fatter. They've got a new study out there that says a total of $315 that people are overspending on things that we don't need. They said some of the top financial decisions we're making include getting takeout instead of cooking your own food, shopping because you're bored now that it's so easy to shop on your mobile device or laptop, and also paying for subscriptions we don't use. That's something I've had to keep an eye on. You get some of these different newspapers that you can get digitally now, and mm-hmm. you just pay for one subscription, and you might forget you're paying for it, or you quit using it as much as you were. They said, here are some of the bad financial decisions we've been making that drain our bank accounts. Getting takeout or delivery instead of cooking comes in at number one. Shopping because you're bored. I know sometimes I'll think of something I want. Maybe it's a book. Maybe it's something else, a new hobby I want to get involved in. Mm-hmm. And usually Amazon or Walmart.com or some of these other places are so close to you. They're in your phone. That's usually in your pocket or beside you. And you end up shopping and buying something you don't really need. Also paying for subscriptions you rarely use. Paying bills late, so you end up getting hit with a fee. Ooh. And a lot of that includes the finance fee for credit bills that can really start to rack up on you. And one that I'm not sure it applies as much here in Mobile as it does some bigger cities, but getting Ubers and Lyfts instead of walking where you need to go.
Oh, yeah. But the Uber is it's a very nice game plan when you're going to, like, mm-hmm. you're going to LAD or you're going to over to USA, or, you know, you don't want to have to deal with having to, because the parking fees sometimes can just jump up on you and you think, I haven't even stepped into the game that I'm already paying. But there's also the fees that come along with banking too. You have to sometimes let your bank know that you don't want the paper,
mm-hmm.
You know, your paper statements. You can, if you opt out and get them from a digital standpoint, you may save yourself as much as $10 a month.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good tip. That's for sure. And, mm-hmm. And it makes it easier because you're just going to throw that paper away if you're like me.
And then you're talking about your confidential, you know, information. So then somebody can can then take your credit or something, or, you know, steal your identity. So you have to shred that. But, yeah, that's just a little tip I try to share.
Thank you. I love the tips. All right. We've got the Moon Pie Minute coming up in just a couple minutes. Rennie Brabner from right here at FM Talk 106.5, he provides us every single year, and it is a great resource if you're interested in learning more about Mardi Gras, or if you love Mardi Gras and love hearing some of the stories you've already heard. I promise you, he's got stories that you haven't heard, and that all gets kicked off today, and we'll run the Moon Pie Minute through Mardi Gras Day, but also on our website right now, fmtalk1065.com. If you go there and look at the very top of the page, you'll see a tab that says Moon Pie Minute. We will be putting the podcast of each Moon Pie Minute up the following day, so if you miss a day and you want to go back and listen to it, that would be the place to find it. Also, a complete schedule of all the parades in Mobile and Baldwin County and a whole lot more. That's FMTalk1065.com. Click Moonpie Minute at the top of the page. And we're coming right back to wrap up this Friday's Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It will be mild with temperatures in the lower 60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 40s. And for Saturday, mostly cloudy with occasional showers and highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Tomorrow, 2019 public Mardi Gras here along the Gulf Coast gets underway. And FM Talk 1065 kicks off the story of Mardi Gras, Moon Pie Minutes 2019. I'm Rennie Brevner, and I'll be back after this with 2019 kickoff Moon Pie Minute.
This Moon Pie Minute is brought to you by the Sleep Center. For king-size savings and a great night's sleep after the Mardi Gras revelry, visit sleepcenternow.net. Locally owned and operated with three locations to serve you in Mobile and Baldwin counties.
When the Crew de la Dauphine's 2019 parade rolls on Dauphin Island Saturday, public Mardi Gras along the coast will be officially underway. It could be 5 o'clock somewhere on the island. The Crew de la Dauphine's parade begins at 1 as Moon Pie Minutes explore the story of Mardi Gras. With this all-new version of Moon Pie Minutes, we'll take a look at the celebration of Mardi Gras in the Mobile area, both publicly and privately, at who parades, at where they parade, at when they parade. We'll explore the origins of Mardi Gras. Was Mardi Gras really started in Mobile? Why change is the one thing that is a constant at Mardi Gras? What is a Mystic Society? Why Mystic Society membership is a secret, and more. Please support our sponsors, and if you miss a day, you can catch up the next day on FMTalks1065.com's podcast. I'm Rennie Brabner. Check our website, FMTalk1065.com, for parade routes, and keep listening for another Moon Pie Minute.
Get king-size savings at the Sleep Center Mobile in Baldwin County's Mattress Experts. Right now, during the President's Day sales event, save up to $500 on select Tempur-Pedic adjustable sets, plus receive $300 Sleep Center cash on qualifying purchases. And now's your chance to save up to $200 on select Sealy mattresses, or save up to $600 on select Stearns and Foster mattresses. Free pillows, free sheets, and free comforters included with your qualifying purchase. For more information on these deals, visit sleepcenternow.com.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning.
Boom. Clips me. Spins me around.
A driver pushed off the road by an 18-wheeler tells News 5 about his terrifying experience.
Whenever you say, you know, life flashed before your eyes, it really happened.
Anthony Mosley was on his way to work in New Orleans when he was hit by a big rig driven by 33-year-old Michael Mack. Authorities say Mack ran four cars off Interstate 10 Wednesday morning, including an ambulance. Police say he then barricaded himself inside the cab of his truck with a machete, shutting down traffic on I-10 for 5 hours. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said he plans to sign an executive order that would abolish Common Core in Florida schools. DeSantis has asked the Commissioner of Education to present a new curriculum to the legislature next year. The first African-American queen of the Mobile Area Mardi Gras Association has died at the age of 97. Aline Howard was crowned in 1940. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
This is Representative Chris Pringle. The Alabama legislature will soon be back in session. Before we make decisions that will impact our state and your family, I want to hear from you. That's why I'm hosting a town hall meeting. Join the discussion February the 12th in the University of South Alabama Student Center Ballroom. The town hall meeting begins at 6 p.m. Connect with me on Facebook at Chris Pringle Campaign for more information. Together, we can make government work for the people. Paid for by Chris Pringle Campaign, 4 Princess Anne Road, Mobile, Alabama, 36608.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 1065.
From the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, few accidents we've had now moved out. The roadways looks a lot better now. Eastbound I-10 between Rangeline and 65. Still got the lanes up and down Cottage Hill, Government Air. Airport at Dolphin at 65, but if you're traveling across the Bayway, once again, Daphne to Spanish Ford, you've got no major backups or delays there. Now, whether you're broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery at 888-BE-TOWED, and you can see them at pittsandsonstowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 1065 traffic.
Another great event at Cottage Hill Package, and tonight it's Guggenheim and their free wine tasting at Cottage Hill Package. The folks from Alabama Crown are going to bring out some Guggenheim wines for us to taste, and they'll have some on hand for us to purchase. These are some of the best performing top quality wines from Argentina. They're bringing out their sparkling Malbec Rosé, the Reserva Cabernet Sauvignon, the Reserva Malbec, and their Torontes wine. And also, you can take advantage of the knowledgeable staff there and say, okay, I like this one a little bit, but you have another one like this. You have something that's different than this. I kind of like this other wine. Give me a recommendation. That's what's great. You come out to these events, and it's tonight from 6 to 9 at Cottage Hill Package, free event. Taste the Guggenheim Winery samples, and then find one to take home with you. Same thing is true when they do these events for craft beers. You get to taste a craft beer before you pick up a whole six-pack of it. But if you're not sure what might be, you know, in your wheelhouse when it comes to a fine wine or craft beer or even spirit, the folks at Cottage Hill Package, the Manus family, can help you with that. They've got the advice you need. And if you're looking for cigars for yourself or a gift item, they have a gigantic humidor there. Thousands of cigar labels waiting for you and a tobacconist to give you directions to the right cigar. They have their own, like, a park ranger for the humidor. His name's Billy. Check him out as well. It's Cottage Hill Package tonight for the tasting event from 6 to 9 with Guggenheim Winery. They're at the corner of Hillcrest and Cottage Hill. Remember, free event tonight, Cottage Hill and Hillcrest, right there at the corner. More information online, cottagehillpackage.com. A great idea, too, is to make sure that you like them on Facebook and get all this info sent to you each week. It's Cottage Hill Package.
8:53 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings with Kelly Finley, and I'm Dalton Orwig. Sean will be back for Midday Mobile today. Hey, hope you have a big weekend planned. Dr. Bill gave us a pretty nice weekend weather scale number this morning, 1.7580.
That's going to be great for those. I just saw a message that more than 30,000 people expected to go to the first parade of the Mardi Gras season, or as Rennie says, Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
That's when you know you're talking to a local.
Mardi Gras. For sure.
I love that.
It's going to be a good time, and we certainly have better weather around here, and it's warming up this weekend, so if you can't find something to do, hey, that's on you, because outdoors is going to be nice, maybe a couple showers in the way, but other than that, it'll be really nice, and a lot better weather down here than it's been up in the Northeast and Midwest with that polar vortex moving through, and there has been some sad news. I think now they're reporting at least 21 dead because of the storms, but also this week, there's been some really good news that has come from the polar vortex that shows how good people can be, and when a lot of people are in danger, some people step up to help. Here's four good news stories from the polar vortex, because sometimes we get wrapped up in so much bad news. Story number one, somebody in Chicago rented enough hotel rooms to get 70 homeless people out of the cold on Wednesday. So the homeless people, yeah, they were actually in a shelter already, and they were having propane tanks donated to keep them warm, but one of the tanks exploded. And because that tank exploded, the city confiscated all of the propane tanks. Then someone swooped in and shelled out a lot of money to keep the propane tanks there, keep the people warm, move them to a new home. They didn't keep the propane tanks there, but they moved them into those hotel rooms and kept them out of the cold. That's a good news story. Also in Michigan, two pharmacists who had a lot of customers who needed their prescriptions delivered to them knew that they couldn't get around in your traditional vehicles, so the pharmacists got out there on snowmobiles and delivered the prescriptions to their customers. That's another great story. A viral story that's been going around. Another woman admitted something about people from Michigan that have been doing great things.
People.
But there's been a story with an 82-year-old woman who's been using a snowblower to help clear her neighbor's driveways this week. Mm-hmm. Her children and grandchildren, like most children and grandchildren would be, have been asking her to stay inside, but she said no. And the reason why, she said her snowblower reminds her of riding her Harley, and she loves being outdoors and helping her neighbors.
Very cool.
And a couple companies stepping up also. All week, Lyft, you know, the ride-sharing service, they've been offering free rides to warming centers in cities all across the Midwest. Those cities include Cleveland, Chicago, Minneapolis, Milwaukee, and Detroit. Oh, by the way, that...
There's Detroit again.
There's Detroit. That grandmother's name, Marlon Downing. If you search for that, or just search grandmother snowblower Harley online, you'll probably find that story. Really cool stuff.
But yeah, I just wanted to add, as proud as I am to be from Michigan, I will say there's so many great people across our nation who, when they know that there is a need, they jump to go help. And it's so beautiful to hear in times like this, because there's a need and we're all humans. We just got to lean on each other. So it's great to hear. And what's scary, though, is this: their weather is going to get warm and then it's going to get cold again. And so what they're concerned about from a Midwest North standpoint are pipes bursting.
Yeah.
Because of the different, you know, I'm not a plumber, but I just understanding how all the, so much usage when it comes to pumping up the volume in terms of heat and water and all that good stuff. So we just pray that we can get them to Punxsutawney Phil,
yes.
Which is what he's supposed to come out tomorrow, right? And hopefully their spring will come a lot faster, like Dr. Bill said.
Our hopes ride on Punxsutawney Phil this year.
No
come,
pressure.
Come through for us. No pressure. Super Bowl coming up on Sunday. I've got a couple more stats here. Now, I still haven't decided. I guess I'm not specifically rooting for a team yet until I pick that team. Yeah. But 42% of Americans polled want the L.A. Rams to win. Not sure how many of those come from New Orleans.
Count me in.
You're rooting for the Rams?
What happened with the Chiefs? I mean, you know.
Yeah, I hear you. 29% want New England to win, and the other 29% really don't care. They're probably the people that are tuning in for just the commercials, I would say. 66% of NFL fans said that the game is more important for the commercial than the commercials. Everybody else says they're tuning in for those Super Bowl commercials.
The camaraderie is a good one, too, though. That's when you get to see your friends, if they like to talk during the game. It's okay if you're okay with that, but if you're really trying to watch the game.
Yeah, when I go to those parties, I usually end up in a room by myself. That's how that works out. All right, that does it for this week on Mobile Mornings. For Kelly Finley, I'm Dalton Horwig. Sean Sullivan will be back for Midday Mobile. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Ciao.